This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Navy has made public the identity of a pilot killed in the crash of a fighter jet in the Southern California desert last week. Lieutenant Richard Bullock of Montana was killed Friday afternoon when his F/A-18E Super Hornet crashed in the vicinity of the small Mojave Desert community of Trona. No one on the ground was hurt. Bullock was assigned to Strike Fighter Squadron 113 based at Naval Air Station Lemoore, California. His home of record was listed as Montana. He was commissioned in 2016. Bullock was flying a routine training mission when his aircraft crashed. The International Skating Union has voted to raise the minimum competition age for figure skating competitions from 15 years old to 17 years old after a passionate debate at their Congress on Tuesday. The decision came after Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva tested positive for a banned substance while at the Beijing Winter Olympics in February, and her subsequent treatment by her Russian coaches, a drama watched by millions of Olympic viewers. Russian figure skating coach Tatiana Tarasova suggested the rules change was aimed squarely at her and her country. Valieva failed to place in the top three medal winners, even though she was expected to win gold. The controversy about age became heightened around Valieva and other skaters who were just 15 years old. Valieva's case prompted questions over whether the minimum age for competitors in figure skating needed to be raised to protect minors. The minimum age for skaters will be 16 years old for the 2023-24 season and 17 years old from 2024-25 onwards, in time for the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. The International Skating Union said gradually increasing the age limit is necessary for the sake of protecting the physical and mental health and emotional well-being of skaters. A cancer drug trial has shown an unexpected result: remission in every patient. It was a small trial, just 18 rectal cancer patients, every one of whom took the same drug, but the results were astonishing. The cancer vanished in every single patient, undetectable by physical exam, endoscopy, PET scans, or MRI scans. Dr. Luis Diaz of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center said he knew of no other study in which a treatment completely obliterated a cancer in every patient. "I believe this is the first time this has happened in the history of cancer," Dr. Diaz said. Another surprise was that none of the patients had clinically significant complications. On average, one in five patients has some sort of adverse reaction to drugs like the one the patients took, dostarlimab, known as checkpoint inhibitors. The medication was given every 3 weeks for 6 months and cost about $11,000 per dose. The drug unmasks cancer cells, allowing the body's immune system to identify and destroy them. A small biotechnology firm, Tesaro, sponsored the study. Tesaro was bought by GlaxoSmithKline, and Dr. Diaz said he had to remind the larger company that they were doing the study. Company executives had all but forgotten about the small trial. Patients in the drug trial had faced grueling treatment options, including chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, but all 18 people experienced remission of their rectal cancers, and 2 years after the trial, still don't have a trace of cancer. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.